life and watch the stars play.
Started when my mom dropped the lava lamp in our soup, and then
so boring.
107.3 The Edge,
Calgary's iconic alternative. Another Canadian artist.
Oh, Canada. This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
As a lighthouse on the moon, deflect, avoidance, hold the lighter to the spoon, call me. listen to you. Call me when you're flirting with the edge. But one step is closer than to the sun calling. I'm surrendering to something true. Calling, 'cause I'm ready to ignite. One step is closer.
Music is good, so we're going to play more music.
More music.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up a knock. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire representing seven games. For hire in a combat site. Metal West is coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck.
we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Three, The Edge.
From the Retro Band.
1980. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Something.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Whatsoever I feel has come to life, and whatsoever I fall, you came to my life.
awesome music survey.
Vote for songs you want to hear on the radio.
You could win a cool $1,000.
Hate it when people don't listen to your thoughtful, informed, usually right opinions.
Yeah!
We're going to change that right now. Pick the songs you want to hear on the radio.
And the ones you don't.
Take the Wicked Awesome Music Survey.
Win $1,000.
At 1073edge.com.
Looking for great gift ideas? At Shoppers Drug Mart, you'll find gifts for them and get PC Optimum points for you. Shop in store or online. Exclusions apply.
Need more speed? Right now, get Black Friday savings on Western Canada's undisputed fastest internet. TELUS PureFibre 3 gig. From $95 a month, you'll save more than $1,300 over 2 years. Plus deals on phones, data, security, and more. Hurry to telus.com/Black Friday.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Grab some of the biggest deals of the year at the Black Friday Door Crashers Sale. On now at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Buy 2 Bass Pro Shops trucker caps and get 1 free. These are the perfect stocking stuffers for outdoor lovers. And get in the Christmas spirit with 50% off holiday PJs for the family. Save big on great gift ideas at the Black Friday Door Crashers Sale on now at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. While quantities last, see store for details.
When housing isn't available, the Calgary Drop-In Centre is here to help. We provide vital support to Calgarians through shelter, food, health, recovery, and housing programs until folks find their way home. Together with our community partners, we impact over 27,000 lives every year, but we can't do it without you. Your support makes a difference. Donate today at calgarydropin.ca. Together, we can help light the way home.
Love a good deal but can't stand the Black Friday chaos? There's a better way to save with the experts at Sell Off Vacations. Deals on sun, cruise, and USA packages. Plus, bonus savings of up to $200 instantly.
Whoa.
We make the year's biggest savings season your budget's happy place. Forget the crowds. Shop with us. Contact your local travel expert or visit
SellOffVacations.com.
Tis the season for the 4-day sale. Slim and Clear 2.0 24 packs, $33.99 with your Scene Plus card. Save $18. You can spend $125 and get 1,250 points. See in store for details. Sobeys and Safeway Liquor. Only until December 1st.
When you stroll up to London Drugs this holiday season, get ready to add some festive flair to your basket. So crank up that Christmas magic this year and head to London Drugs. We're made for the holidays.
A career in the public service is better in Alberta. Better wages, lower taxes. Better job opportunities with our thriving economy. Better chances for advancement. Plus a better future with new investment in healthcare and education. Public service. It's better here. Learn more and discover new career opportunities in the public sector at alberta.ca/better here. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Shop Cyber Monday deals now on Amazon. With up to 35% off home goods to deck their halls, toys to stuff their stocking, and electronics like noise-canceling headphones to silent their nights. Shop Amazon Cyber Monday deals now.
Chorus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
A direct truth about winter. Trying to keep your car clean is a losing battle. A direct truth about winter energy bills. Using more energy means it's a good time to switch to a low rate. Switch to Direct Energy and get electricity for only 8.77 cents per kilowatt hour, just in time for winter. Customers are free to purchase natural gas services or electricity services from a retailer of their choice. For a list of retailers, visit ucahelps.alberta.ca or call toll-free in Alberta 310-4822.
This holiday season, when it's time to choose the right tree, some trees will be chosen for their size, some for their shape, and some for their shelter. Let's have fewer people under a tree this Christmas. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to end homelessness.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
The complete history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m.
With Alan.
Alan Cross.
Cross. His mom made us say his name twice.
On 107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of new music is coming back to Calgary, and its reintroduction will begin with a multi-part series entitled The Complete History of Alternative Rock. And it's just like it sounds. The history of alternative music from its very beginnings. If you want to know where all this iconic alternative came from, this is perfect for you.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
Would you like to know more?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Listen to the radio but don't have a radio? Here's a nice lady to walk you through it.
It's 1073edge.com.
Why'd they put an S in the word lisp?
Seems unnecessarily mean, doesn't it?
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
another new radio station. I'm so excited. This is a dream come true. I was totally hoping for another station because I love having too many choices. No, really. Sarcasm. It's like a second language.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
We hope you love it.
Hey, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan.
This is Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
If you were around in the early 1990s, you probably remember it as a time of awesome new music. It seemed that every single day there was a cool new band, a great new sound, a scene that you didn't know about. Grunge was king with Nirvana and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam. Green Day and Offspring had brought punk rock back. Manchester led into Britpop with Oasis and the Stone Roses and Blur. Nine Inch Nails and Ministry, Chili Peppers, Beastie Boys, Tool, Stone Temple Pilots, Smashing Pumpkins, all these bands were grabbing everybody's attention. Hair metal was dead. Classic rock, over. Lollapalooza, the coolest event of the year.
the alternative nation had triumphed. No more bad, boring, mainstream pop and rock. Well, hang on. Rock music has always run in a series of cycles that can be traced back to the 1950s. Now, we'll get to that later, but all I need to say right now is what goes up must come down. And the alt-rock party came down hard. And it hurt. This is Chapter 13 of the complete history of alt-rock.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
It's rare that you can identify the exact moment an era ends. In the case of the mighty alt-rock nation of the early 1990s, the end came on a Friday afternoon. It was April the 8th, 1994.
There's a greenhouse above the garage, and I walked around to the door on the upper side to see about getting access to run a wire or in the garage. And I looked in through the glass door, and there's this guy laying there with a shotgun laying on his chest and blood running out of his ear.
The King County Medical Examiner's Office has positively identified the body of Kurt Cobain by fingerprints. The autopsy has shown that Kurt Cobain died of a shotgun wound to the head, and at this time the wound appears to be self-inflicted. Seattle Police Department, Homicide, and King County Medical Examiners are continuing their investigation.
It was Kurt Cobain, of course. After many tense months, a botched suicide attempt by overdose in Rome, police calls, interventions, and rehab, he was dead. Many years later, I talked to Courtney Love about what Kurt did.
This is a very true story, and you told it to me over and over again, that he went to the top of this hill, and you can ask Charlie Cross about this too, because there was somebody with him, this girl Cherie or Destiny or something, when he did this, he went to the top of the hill near the Wishka River, and he stood at the hill, and he opened his arms, and he said, I am going to be the biggest rock star in the world, and then I am going to kill myself. I mean, he said it. You know, there is footage of Kurt that I believe Chris took when they were 15, when he was 15. And it's Kurt, K-U-R-T, Cobain, K-O-B-A-N, commits with a K, bloody suicide. And it's got him, you know, Harold and Maude style, every kind of suicide act there is. Instead of saying, we are going to be the biggest band in the world, I had to do some sort of negation. Well, Kurt's negation was even bigger. Now that I have the Cobain family genealogy, for forensic reasons, I learned also about how self-destructive that family is.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, when did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine, I would shiver. Shine, I would shiver the whole night through.
going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through.
Scream, I believe he decided what he was going to do. And, you know, about a week before that unplugged, he asked me how old he was. Because he always was saying he was going to do that when he was 27. And, you know, in that scream, in that song, I really think it's there.
The death of Kurt Cobain rattled through rock unlike anything since John Lennon's assassination in 1980 and Elvis Presley's death in 1977. An era in rock had come to a sudden, ugly, screeching halt. But at the time, no one really wanted to admit that it was over. Momentum kept carrying everything forward for another 18 months or so. But the specter of the spectacular way Kurt Cobain had excused himself from any further participation in the alt-rock nation hung over everything. But even had Kurt lived, the party was going to wind down on its own anyway. History has forgotten that at the time of Kurt's death, people were getting really tired of that whole drama surrounding him and Courtney, not to mention that Nirvana's In Utero album was a sales disappointment. Pearl Jam were the reigning grunge kings back then, but they were getting tired of that, and they would soon change their career vector away from the mainstream. The Smashing Pumpkins were probably next in line and did extraordinarily well with their Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness album for a while, but then drugs and death and disarray hit them, too. There was a revival in punk rock, centered mainly in California, with bands like Green Day and The Offspring selling bazillions of records over a couple of years, but, of course, that couldn't last either. The Chili Peppers, well, they had guitarist issues and more drug problems. Nine Inch Nails disappeared somewhere. Soundgarden broke up. Pearl Jam launched a fight against Ticketmaster, which kept them from staying on the road as much as they needed to be. Even the Ramones decided to call it a day after 22 years together. Oh, and Lollapalooza, the festival that had been such a galvanizing force, just wasn't the same anymore. The 1995 tour was pretty much business as usual with Sonic Youth and Hole and Back in Pavement, but in 1996, the headliner was Metallica. That just didn't seem right. And by the end of 1997, organizers pulled the plug on the whole idea. As all this was going on, alt-rock was hit with a series of what seemed to be a never-ending series of one-hit wonders, all in some way derivative of the original sounds that we heard in the early 90s. Now, some of these songs were really good, but after one single, we never heard from Harvey Danger or Oleander or Chumbawamba or K's Choice ever again. This was really annoying, since the CD single was being phased out in North America. So the only way that you could get one of these songs was to spend $15 or $20 on a CD. And many people were getting really tired of getting one good song and 40 minutes of filler. Things weren't much better in the UK. Drugs had infested the Britpop scene, messing up perfectly good bands. The third album from Oasis was considered to be a disappointment. And Blur was distancing themselves from anything Britpop, both in sound and attitude. Meanwhile, the same demographic shift that had ushered in alt-rock in 1991 played a role in 1996. Gen X was growing up and moving on. They were replaced by Gen Y, which was an even larger demographic group. Now, they had largely been unaffected by the recession of the early 90s or the first Gulf War. All they saw around them was the prosperity of the mid-1990s economic boom. They didn't want music made by people who were so miserable that they killed themselves. They wanted happy music. Like this.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. No, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want as big as they can. If you wanna be my lover.
By the end of 1996, Gen Y and most of the rest of the planet was firmly and defiantly into a new era of pop music. Spice Girls, Britney Spears, Puff Daddy, Mariah Carey, R. Kelly, En Vogue. And then came boy band mania, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Robbie Williams. Even if you